All right, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Samach Gimel. And top line, here we go. Ezu Rog Tuffel. What's Rog Tuffel? Tana. Kol Shalo Tom Klo Mi Be'erev. As long as you didn't taste anything the night before. Wake up in the morning, you have some kind of your breath and the spit inside. That's the ingredient, the detergent we're talking about. So Rav Papa Kameh Rav Lameimar. Rav Papa thought to say, in front of Rava, to say, Kimanda Amar lo tamidi bu'urta. That you didn't taste anything from the night before. Amalei Rava, mi ketani bo'erev? Does it say bo'erev? Mi bo'erev ketani. It says mi bo'erev. What does that mean? Lafuke hecha dekadim va'achil. That excludes if you woke up early to eat. Like I got before the fast? You woke up early to eat, so Rashi says, in the third line, lafuke dekadim. Kodim ayom, early in the morning, so after you wake up, achel, and then you ate, delohavi rog tuffel. That would not count. Why? Lefisha hashena mimareres et harog. Because sleep, you know, I guess it makes the spit bitter. Umachzakto makes it strong. Va'ochel, and one who eats, mamatko, it sweetens it. Umavires kocho, and it dilutes it. Even if you eat so early in the morning. We all know that's true.
See a fasting spit, like
what?
Like blood fasting, you know, fasting,
you know,
blood
fasting. Yeah,
spit.
Exactly. Rabbi Bar Barachana, what's considered rog tafel? Kal sha'aver alav chatzos laila, as long as chatzos passes, uvishena and sleeping. Remember the bishena talya milsa? What it has to do with sleeping? Votnan yashan kol hayom. If you slept the whole day, ain zeh rog tafel. That doesn't count. Ne'er call Lila, Harezeh Rog Tafel. But if you're up all night, that also counts. So what does sleeping have nothing to do with it? The Gemara says, no, Hassam, over there. Over where? Look at Rashi, Hassam. It's the second skinny line. Hassam, Diktoni, Ne'er call Lila. Where it says you're up the whole night, Harezeh Rog Tafel. Lodanei Mamish. You weren't up. Elam is Namnit. It dozed the whole night, couldn't sleep the whole night. In your bed, trying to go to sleep. Divadai shina shalayla be'inan. Certainly we need to have to sleep at night. Shina hayom, and sleeping by the day, afagav di yashan, lav tafalu. It's not that bitterness. Ho v'tam klom, you ate something. Shatoim shachris nena kol yom kulo. You eat in the morning, it can last you the whole day. You have a good breakfast, Rashi says it's a good breakfast. You have a good breakfast, a hearty breakfast, it can last you the whole day. It's a preparation of Rashi, need the time of Kimmel. Back to the Gemara. Hatsam over there, b'mis namnim. You were like dozing off. That's what it means. As Rashi explained, of course you need sleep, but you can. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a deep, deep sleep. You got like a log. Yeah. Hey, chidam is namne. What does that mean? It's namne. Amar Rashi nim velo nim. What is nim? Sleep but not sleep. Tear velo tear. Right. Awake but not awake. Dekari lei va'ani. If someone calls you, you'll answer. Velo yada la dure svara. But you won't be able to give a svara. Right, you won't be able to explain Einstein's theory. That you can't do. V'chi madkiru lo'ei madkir. And when someone reminds you about something, I remember that. So it's like, you know, everyone knows, every person's different what this is. But everyone knows. Tana, hishkim, someone got up. Vishana pirko, and he learned. Ein zeh rog tafel, it doesn't count. Why? Because Rashi says the words that you say, the learning that you say, reduces the potency of the spit. Bad kama, how much is that? Amar Buddha Barshila, Amar Rav, Ashi, Amar Balazar, Kol Shayatza, Rov Diburo, Shal Shalosh Shos. Most of your learning that comes out in 3 hours. Okay? Okay, next. May Greason. So we said that the water from beans, Le'isat Greason shall pull, but that you chew on it. Lema Messiah Le'le Rishlakish. Let's say this supports Rishlakish. Amar Rishlakish, Rok Tafel. This Rok Tafel. Im kol echad v'echad has to be with each and every one. In other words, rog tuffel goes together with beans. It goes together with everything else on the list. So here, what's the first thing on the list is rog tuffel. What was the next thing on the list? Chewing beans, meaning the rog tuffel goes into the beans. So that's what
one application or 7 different applications.
It's really 6 applications now. It's maybe 7. It's rog tuffel, then it's grease in with rog tuffel. The next thing with Rok Tuffel. The next thing with Rok Tuffel. And there's proof.
Wait,
Exactly. That's the result I just said. So he goes, no, Dilma Havla Bapumi Mali. It just means that the breath, your breath will help to grease him. It doesn't mean that you apply one to each of the next six. Now let's say this. Masnitsin Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. May Greason, whatever that is. Roseach. Roseach means hot. The over shiite latocho melach. And before you put it in, you put in salt. Right? No one mentioned anything about that. So our Mishnah can't go like that. Now the Gemara says, my mashma, how do you know the high over loshan lak dumehu? How do you know the word over means before? Right? Before you put it in, you put in salt. How do you know the word over means before? Like we say, over lasiyasa, right? It's like a bracha before you do it. The Gemara asks the same question there. How do you know that the word over means before?
Many times.
Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Damakra, Vayavar Tachimat, Derech HaKikar, Achimat ran, Vayavar et HaKushi. And he got there before the Kushi. Even though the Kushi left before him, he ran faster than the Kushi. He got there before the Kushi.
Which is very unlikely,
right? All the Kushi, that's what they win the Olympics. Right? They all win the marathons. Abai Aramehacha. Vahu over Lifnehem. And he goes before them. Vibai Zeh Mehacha. Vayavar Malkam Lifnehem. Hashem Berosham. They see the same thing that means before. Okay, next. This Mishnah really should be the starting of a new perek. It's all going to be about Vesto. It's a whole new thing now. So we'll just get into the end, and then we're going to start the new topic. Up to Meir Aglaim Shechmitzu Tana Kama Chimutzon. How much does it have to happen? How long does it have to spoil the Meir Aglaim? Shloshi Yom, 3 days. Amar of Yochanan Kol Shiuri Chachamim Biktamim Tzarech Shir L'Shiuran. Every shir that they gave needs a shir itself. In other words, none of these shir make sense. Why? Is it the Yelet, the young boy, the Zakon, an old man, the Ish, a man, Isha, a woman, Mechutzim? Does it have to be covered? Or Megula, or uncovered? Bimotachama, or Bimotachshamim? We don't know what... It's wintertime, summertime, it's all different. The body changes, everything's different. No one said a word over here. This is Meir Aglaim. So many variables still left out. So we said, listen to this. It's Tzarech Lekatzkeis Shlosh Pa'amim. So you have to rub the garment 3 times. Right. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, only Rabbi Yirmiyah could ask the following question. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah could ask the question. Am tuye vasuye chad? Oh, Dilma, am tuye vasuye trey. Every time you rub it, when you rub it back and forth, is that one or is that two? Right? When you go back and forth, is that considered one or is that considered already two? So my, what's the din teku? We don't know. If you think about it, his queen says all the time, his questions are that you have not defined your shear. Right? What do you mean 3 times? Right? What does that mean? 1, 2, 3? Or each one is considered one? So it's really 6. You didn't define yourself.
He's trying to get truth, really.
No, he's trying to get at the truth. Right?
Somebody else might say it's
Okay. Here we go. We are now going to talk about a vest. The word vest is hard to translate into English.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Havirim Shalok Sidron. Tanur Rabbanan. So we said, the Mishnah said, if you do them out of order, it doesn't work. You can't do them out of order. So Tanur Rabbanan, Hiktim Shneim L'Rishonim. What if you did the second half, like numbers 4, 5, and 6, before the first ones? That's what it means. You did the second ones before the first ones. Tanichada Shneim Alulo, Rishonim Lo Alulo. Some say the second ones work, the first ones don't work.
Don't count.
Don't count. Tani Idach, Rishonim Alulo, the first ones work. Shneim lo olulo. The second ones don't work. Amar Abaya, Idi v'idi, shniim alulo. In both cases, the second one works. V'lo rishonim, not the first ones. Umai rishonim. So what does it mean, the first ones? Rishonim l'kisidron. The first ones, in order, ushtiim l'havirasan. But the second ones that you applied. Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the Gemara. Shahoyel l'havirtchila shumavir l'basof. What you put first, you should have put second. The havilu hanach rishonim l'kisidron. They're first, the ones that you put. V'shniim l'havirasan. The second ones you should have put. What does that mean? That means you put 4, 5, and 6, then you did 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Sorry, you did 4, 5, 6, 7, then you did 1, 2, 3. So what happens? What do we say? The second one counts. What do the second ones mean? The second one means 1, 2, and 3. It's the first ones that you should have applied, the second one you actually applied. They should have been first. That's what it means when it's the second one. You understand?
Right. So that means
now you have to do 4, 5, and 6, and 7 again.
So
exactly.
The first application didn't count.
Exactly. Okay. Now we're going to learn about vest. Now, the Mishnah, the word vest is a hard word to translate. I guess the best way to translate it is pattern. But that's not even an accurate translation. Because, first of all, we had once already in the Gemara where the word vest meant right away. Here it's going to mean something, not going to mean it's going to mean a pattern, but we always think of patterns based on a calendar, right? An interval, a day of the month. These patterns are going to be about bodily changes. Can a vest, which means a pattern, be established by a pattern of bodily changes? I always tell my kids, you can't use the word in the definition of the word, which is I just broke that rule. But I don't know any other way to translate it. But I think that with time, the best way I can say it is a pattern. Here we go. Call Isha, any woman, sheyesh lo vest, that has a pattern, daya shaita. She has a din of daya shaita. What is daya shaita? Back on daf beis, right, a long time ago, back on daf beis, was the Gemara to ask that question. She said this on daf beis. Back on daf beis, we said that if a woman has a vest, it's daya shaita. What does daya shaita mean? We know that a woman is Tameya even though the blood doesn't leave her body. As long as it's in the Beis Achitzon. Right? If it's in the Beis Achitzon, she's already Tameya, even didn't leave her body. How does she know that? She doesn't know that. There's no way she can know that. So what do we have to do? We have to be Choshesh. Once the Dam left her body, once it left her body, we have to backtrack and say, well, it left her body 10 o'clock in the morning. What about 8 o'clock in the morning? Maybe she touched Truma then. So we have to backtrack, and then we had the whole thing. But the Gemara says if she's a vest kavua, that means she has a pattern. If she has a pattern, why am I backtracking? There's no reason to backtrack. Okay? The Elohena vestos. These are the patterns. Mifahekes, stretching. Umateshes, sneezing. It doesn't mean if a woman sneezes one time, she becomes, that's not what it means. But it's a pattern like this. V'choshashas, b'pi kreisa, she has some kind of fear in her stomach, pain in her stomach. U'b'shipule me'eha, this is by her, in her insides, by her uterus, she has some kind of pain. V'shofas, or she's bleeding. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean, she's bleeding? That's not a vest. That's already too late. Ukimin samar muros, oxenosa, some kind of fever, some kind of, right, that what it means, fever?
Yeah, she has like premenstrual symptoms.
Some kind, yeah, all these things are taking hold of her. V'chinka yotze behen, anything like this. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean, anything like this? V'kal shakavala shlosha pa'amim, if this happens 3 times, harei zeh vest, that's considered a pattern. That means, it doesn't mean you sneeze. It means you sneeze and you see dam. Right? That's what it means.
The signal that you're getting a period.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
It doesn't mean a regularity of days. It means every time.
We didn't mention anything about days.
Right.
We didn't mention anything about days. We just spoke about. The next mission is going to be about days. It's just bodily changes. that come with the on that come with dam. So the bodily, what will happen, what that means is, the bodily symptom by itself is going to cause you to be a nida, even if the blood doesn't come. Right? At least you have to guard yourself. Just like today, a woman has an interval of 30 days. Whatever the 30th day comes and she doesn't see, she's still aser. Why? Because the pattern's been established already. Right? We didn't mention anything about days. Nothing about days. Just about bodily changes. So the Gemara asks, "Today the Chada Zimna, we learned this on that base. Call Isha Shiyesh Loves Daya Shaita. We learned this already." So the Gemara answers, "No, Hasam over there on that base was Vestos Diome. That was a vest of days." And we said, "Well, at the end of the Masechta, we're going to get to that." Hachan over here, Vestos de Gufa. It's Vestos of the body. Different thing. Kidiktani, like we said, Elohein Vestos. These are the Vestos. Hayama Mifahekes, he's stretching, Matesha sneezing, Khoshesh of the Kresa, stomach pain, Shipule, Meeha, right, other kinds of cramps, Shofas, and flowing blood. So Shofasi, Shafaviazla. Flowing blood is an indication, a pattern that the nidus is coming. It's here. Says Rashi, last Rashi. Vehechon hu avest. Ha'ol v'chol yomei roeh. It's here. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, Bereder of Eloi, Bishofas dam tahar bitoch dam, I'm sorry, Bishofas dam tame mitoch dam tahar. It's a mixture here of dam tame and dam tahar. Says Rashi on top, the regila liros dam tahar tchila. She has a shtick. She sees dam tahar first. V'achar kach dam tamei. After that, it turns into dam tamei. How do you know? Somehow you know. Have a vest. That's a vest. V'chol shah sharos dam tamei achar dam tahar. Amrin on the dayashaita. Okay?
When she sees the tahar form.
Correct. Correct. Kimin tamar moros. Then we said like a fever. Then we said anything like that. What does it mean anything like that? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Lasuya Isha, Sharosha Kaved, Aleha, she has a headache, by Viraha Kaved Maleha, she has joint pain, right? Cramping, all these types of things. Virosesis. How do they translate virosesis?
Trembling,
right? Well, all these types of things that women have, right? Vigosa. Rashi translates gosa. Rashi says blyer, which means a yawn. Some kind of yawn. Others argue on that. The whole lundish thing why it can't be a yawn. Tosva says it's not a yawn, it's a burp. Tosva says it's a burp. The Raifit says, Raifit gives two pshatim. One pshat is that you want to feel like you want to vomit. And the other pshat he says is that some kind of inside pain. All right. Amrav Huna Bereda of Chil Amar Shmuel Hare Amru Liyamim Shnayim. If you want to establish a vest based on days, you only need 2 days. 2 days will establish a pattern. Levestos, and for vestos, achas. Even one will establish the pattern. Right? Tosa says on top that Hainu Kirebi the Amar betray Zimni Havi Chazaka. The reason why we say two is because this is like Sheet of Rebbe. 2 times where it's a chazaka. And by vestos, by the bodily vestos, one time. One time. Lamashalomanu chachamim shlosha. But if it's something that the chacham didn't mention, something left out of this list, then it's 3 times. So the Gemara says, Lamashalomanu chacham lasuyim. What is that? Amar of Yosef, lasuyi rosha kaved aleva v'varm kaved aleha, v'rotesis v'gosa. Joint pain and headaches and yawning, all those things. That's not in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amalei Abaya, my kamashmalon, masnitzin hi. That is in the Mishnah. The Haperisha Rav Bar Ula. Rav Bar Ula explained, these are in the Mishnah. These are all the things that the Mishnah said and anything like this. So it is lured out. Ela Amar Abaya, lasuyi, you know what it comes to include? That this would require 3 times? Ochla shum, she ate garlic, virasa, Achla betzalim verasa. She ate onions. Kisasa papalim. She chewed up on peppers. Verasa. And she saw. That's...
Hmm? Every time she eats a pepper, she's to have a
period. If it happens three times, yeah. Because she ate a pepper, that brought her period on.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Eating very sharp things? I don't know. She's a very sensitive person. She ate it three times, it caused her to have a period. It caused her to bleed. If that happens three times, she shouldn't eat peppers.
Shouldn't eat,
exactly.
She should avoid that, otherwise...
Exactly. Is that possible? I don't know, but it's in the Gemara.
And what does it mean one time? Well, that's just achas. What does that mean?
That means if she yawned and yeah... Because I think the whole thing, I don't know.
Not the chazak, we have nothing. One time is that it could be just a coincidence.
I know. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Lo shmili hashmaita." I never heard that. We know Rav Yosef lost his Torah. I never heard that. It's Amar Abaya. What are you talking about? At Amartin Nehelon. You told it to us. Vaha Amartin Nehelon. And this is how you told it. Haytalamuda lios roe. Yom Chamisha Asar. If a woman was regular to see on the 15th day, Vishin Yom Esrim, and then it switched to the 20th day, Zev is Asurin. They both become Asar. Shalosh Pa'amim Liyom Esrim. It's three times it went the 20th day, Huta Yom Chamisha Asar. Then the 15th day becomes Mutter. It's not a day anymore. Vikavala Yom Esrim. Now the 20th day becomes a pattern. She'ain Isha kovas la vest, because a woman cannot have a vest, ad shetik pa'ena, shalosh pa'amim, until it happens three times. Va'amarta lon Allah, and you said, Abai is talking to Rabbi Yosef, and you said, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudivi Rabbi Gamliel, Bar Rabbi, Amar Rishab Rabbi Shirmi Gamliel. That's them. Ava chacham omrim, Rasa, Eina tzricha, lo l'shanos, v'lo l'shalish. When it comes to Re'iya, it doesn't have to be two times, it doesn't have to be three times. And we said to you, Lashanos Amartalon. You said it doesn't need two times. So Lashalosh Mibaya. You need me to say three times. You needed to say three times. Right? I'm not waiting for you for 10 minutes, and I'm not waiting for you for 20 minutes. What does that mean? Right? It can't happen. It doesn't need to happen twice. It doesn't need to happen three times. What does that mean? Vamartalon, you told us. Lashanos, two times, and Bevestos. Vestos, of bodily vestos. And l'shalosh, we don't even need three times, l'biyamim, for the daily vestos. And so you see, so what do you see? That even Rabbi Yosef said it. The name of Zu Divir Rav Shirming Amliel, maybe this is Rav Shirming Amliel, HaKamash Malan, Shmuel, Rav Shirming Amliel, but the Rebbe, Rav Shirming Amliel, Svirle. But they all hold the same shita. Okay. That really doesn't really come up today. I mean, women do have cramping. They have, and all these premenstrual pain. They do have, no question about it. But I don't know. Women stretch and they have become anita, yawn, they sneeze. I think those things are pretty rare, right? I mean, I don't know what goes on in people's houses, but I would imagine they're pretty rare. And just the only ones that really apply are even, but even there, I think that a woman doesn't become anita when she has cramping.
We don't consider that.
Maybe it's not the same kind of bodily thing that the Gemara is talking about. Okay, now we're going to get more into the details. Ha'isalamuda leos roeh betchilos ha'vest. If she normally sees in the beginning of the vest, right? Rashi says, we're talking about vestus of the guf. In other words, she's yawning. So it takes her a half hour to do exercises. During those exercises, she's stretching. She's doing exercise for a half hour. So when she exercises, it takes her a half hour. But she usually sees down right away in the beginning, first minute. So, Haisa roa limud elios roa betchil taves. So, kol tahiros sha'asa betzorach haves. Tameos. Anything she touches in that half hour is already tame. Why? Because her nidus already came. Betzorach haves. If it only happens at the end of the exercise class, 30 minutes later. Anything she touched during those 30 minutes is tar. Why? Because it doesn't happen till the end. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yamim vishaos vestos. Even yamim and even hours can be a vest. What does that mean? Haitha lemud elios roe imne tachama. if she normally saw Imnei Tachama with the sunrise, Eina Asura El Imnei Tachama. She's only Asur when the sun rises. Important Rashi here. It's the Rashi of Eina Asura El Imnei Tachama in the Mishnah. You see the Rashi there? V'chal Halayla. What about the night before? Mishameshes. No problem. Vim Avar Neitachama. And if Neitachama passed V'lo Rasa, and it didn't happen, Mishameshes Kalayom. She can be back with her husband the whole day. Rabbi Yossi Katani La, the Daik Shas HaVestos V'sulo. Rabbi Yossi is very particular. He says Neitachama means sunrise. The night before, no problem. What happened if sunrise came, nothing happened? No problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayom Shalah. Now the whole day's Asar. Back into Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayom Shalah. Muteris L'shamesh Misha Avar Neitachama V'lo Rasa. You can have relations that day. However, Aval Kol HaLayla Shalifnei Neitachama Shalvest Asuru L'shamesh. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda says is she normally sees no morning time. So the night before, she can't be with her husband. After the morning, nothing happened, then she can. Very different than Rabbi Yossi. The difference is, he's machmer the whole night before. Right?
No, but this is only that every X amount of days, or this is every day?
No, this is the only one who she's expecting her period.
Right. Which is determined by what?
It's determined by a pattern.
Right, but that's different than the vest.
Vest means... Vest means a pattern. So the vest is on the vest haguf. I don't know if it's on my guf. Right, the vest is dawn. When? Every 25 days.
There's two vests.
She doesn't have any. She doesn't have vest haguf. She doesn't exercise. She's a very lazy person.
No, she has the vest. The vest that we know that she's only in the morning.
Correct. Only that's in the morning. Vest. That's her vest. Her pattern is every 25 days she sees in the morning, she wakes up in the morning, that's when she sees Dan. Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi said the night before, the 24th at night, going into the 25th, can you be with the husband? Yeah. Says Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Says Rabbi Yossi, no. What about if the 25th, the dawn came, she didn't see Dan? Nothing happened? They both hold. Now you can be with your husband. Okay? Makes sense.
Right, but the 25th day passes, and she's in her period, so that happens to that vest. It
takes three times for that to happen, for it to get undone. Now, we didn't finish the Rashi yet. Umafarish b'Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain, the high limuda in Neitachama, this woman that has a pattern to see Neitachama, diktoni diragila lemechse besof laila, mikamilu delamati tchili yamama. She really sees at the end of the night before the day begins. Vanana Srina Lakol Onas vest. We asser the period of the vest. What does Ona mean? The word Ona means a time. We asser the period. This is where the word Ona comes. Everyone heard the word Ona. Where did it come from? It comes from right here. Nim says, Asura Kol Laila she Onas ha vest. Rabbi Yehuda Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda is more Machmer. In other words, says Rabbi Yehuda, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a woman who has a pattern to see at the end of the night. The end of the night. Not the day, the end of the night. We ask her the entire night. Okay? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Tana, Ketad, what's going on here? Amar Rav Yossi, Yamim v'sha'os vestos. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Yossi, yamim v'sha'os vestos. There are days and hours for vestos. If her pattern was to see every 20 days, umishe'os l'she'os, and it only happened in the 6th hour of the day, higia yom esrim v'lo rasa asura l'shamish kol she'os v'sha'os. So you give her a Yehuda. That's a Yehuda. She had a pattern to see at the 6th hour, says Rabbi Yehuda, so all 6 hours are Asar. Rabbi Yossi matir ad she shows. Rabbi Yossi matired until the 6th hour. The choshesh b'sheish shows. And in the 6th hour, she's choshesh. Okay? Avru she shows v'lo rasa. The 6 days passed and nothing happened.
6 hours.
I'm sorry. Asura l'shamish kol yom kulo div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says going forward now is fine. Rabbi Yossi matir. Asura l'shamish kol. I'm sorry. You're right. Asura l'shamish kol yom kuma div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi matir ben mincha v'maila. Rabbi Yossi matirs from mincha and on, from halfway day and on. Mincha, whatever mincha, the whole tone what mincha is talking about. But yeah.
So he allows it in the morning of 4 to 6 hours, and mincha only like an hour.
Exactly, exactly. Now, the next part of the Gemara said, the Mishnah then said, Haisa limuda, if you were right to see im neitzachama, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, you're usher the whole day. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer kol halayla shela. You only usher the night before. So what's going on here? So lo kasha. Ha, so it depends. Ha de regila liros techila yamama. If your pattern is to see in the beginning of the day, you're usher the whole day. Ha de regila liros pasov layla. But if your pattern is to see the beginning of the night, the end of the night, then you usher the entire night, which is exactly what we hold. Right? If a woman has a pattern in the morning, the entire day is usher. If she has a pattern at night, the entire night is usher. It doesn't matter when in that time it happens. We don't go by the hours. We only go by the 12 hours. Right? We don't go by the minute. So if the pattern is the day, the entire day is usher. If the pattern is the entire night is usher. You hear that? That makes sense. So Rabbi Yossi, we don't hold like. Rabbi Yossi didn't win this. We don't hold like that. We don't hold just that hour. Tani Chada, one brisa, one member said, Rabbi Yehuda Asura Lefnei Vest, Umatiru la'achar vest. One member said he's mutter before, asr after. The Tana Idach, asur la'achar vest, umutar lufnei vest. So which one is it? The answer is lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Same answer. Hod the regil of echli besof laila. When do you see at the end of the night? Hod the regil of echli betchilat yamama. Or when do you see in the beginning of the day? If you see at the end of the night, then the vest before the owner before is usher the whole night, and if you see in the beginning of the day, then the day that minute it's usher, and the whole day is also usher. So sometimes the owner is before the vest, sometimes it's after the vest. It doesn't make a difference. We go by the 12-hour period. When did this dam come? If it came by day, it's the whole day is usher. If it came by night, the whole night is usher.
That each of the vest 5 months, 6 months in a row. The whole night.
Exactly. 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, when it's clearly night, it's the whole night. Exactly. Exactly. And by the same token, if she sees at 8 o'clock in the morning, the whole day is usher. Okay? Amar Rava. Hilchasa Kareb, Halacha Kareb Yehuda. We pass on Kareb Yehuda. Gemara says, Amir Amar Rava Hachi? How can Rava say that? But Tanya, it says like this. You should guard mikan from here. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Azhar of Israel is a warning for men, for Jews, sehen, that you should stay away from your wife, samach leves, before the vest, vikama. How far should you stay away? Amar Rava, ona, in ona." My love, doesn't that mean ona achriti, another ona? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda just established that if you see 9 o'clock in the morning, if a woman sees dam 9 o'clock in the morning, the whole day is usher. Rava said an ona. So didn't he mean another ona besides the whole day? Another, didn't he mean that? So the guy says, no, he didn't mean that. Oso ona, that ona he meant. He meant that ona. Right? So vitarti lomali. So why do I have to say it twice? Why do I have to say it twice? First, Rava said a holak Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava said a holak Rabbi Yehuda, and by the way, that owner. Why are you saying it twice? So tzricha, di ashmin and ha. Had he only said it once, half a minute, I would have thought hanimila tahiros. That did only for Tahiros. Aval Labaila lo, but for her husband, no. Kamash Malan, that's why he said it twice. To emphasize it's for the husband. Viamahi, and if I only would have said one, Havmi, I would have thought, Samach Levest, Ona Achwiti. I would have thought maybe to attack another Ona. Kamash Malan, Osa Ona. It's that very Ona. Okay, and this is the Gemara. This Gemara right here is the source for what became known as the Chumrah of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah holds, many Gedolim held this, many Gedolim did not hold it. You should do whatever your Rav told you to do. The Ona Or Zeruah was another 12-hour period. Another 12-hour period. So, that means if a woman sees 9 o'clock in the morning, that whole day is Usur. That's a Yehuda, that's the Gemara. And the night before is also Usur. That's what the Or Zeruah Rishon held. Ask the Beis Yosef. How can the Or Zeruah hold it that? It's Mamash goes against the Gemara. Which is why the Onas Or Zeruah is not in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Beis Yosef couldn't answer this Kasha. He had a Kasha. He couldn't answer it. So, the Bach that says it should be Machmer anyway, and maybe because you're going to mix up the Shemana Shmashos issues, you're not going to know what exactly happened, therefore it should be Machmer another 12 hours. But the truth is that the Onas Or Zeruah, it doesn't really matter. I shouldn't say that. First of all, even the Or Zeruah held, during those 12 hours, the only thing that's Usur is Mamish Tashmish. The Hachakos are not Usur. Even hugging and kissing is not Usur. So it's not really, so what already is it? It's only Tashmish. So if that Or Zeruah, if the Onas Or Zeruah is during the day, it doesn't matter. Most people don't have relationships during the day. You know, maybe when you first marry, you're able to on a Sunday. Otherwise, not if Shaykh really. So, it's only if it's at night.
Easily
what?
Easily avoidable.
Right. It's not that much. Doesn't do that much harm to the family because only half the time it could matter. Right? That's such a... So anyway, that's the story. So, again, the Onas Or Zeruah is a big hack among the Pitzkei Nida Svarim. The Hilchos Nida Svarim because... It's such a controversial, whether he holds from it or not, and many Gedolim did, many Gedolim didn't. Rav Moshe did, the Chazon Ish apparently didn't. You know, you have plenty of Gedolim who to rely on, back and forth. It's funny, because I will quote you from the Bach. The Bach said, even though the Gemara said, not true, right, the Gemara said, maybe Rava meant another Ona? No, Rava didn't mean that. Right? Comes on the road, no Rava meant that. So says the Beis Yosef, what's Rava talking about? Right, so, what's the Or Zeruah talking about? Mamash goes against the Gemara. So the Bach said, Roy Lino Kol Adam Afal Pisha Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Even though he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, it's still a very good thing to do. And then he gave a suggestion, because maybe because of Bein Hashmashos issues, you're going to get mixed up. All right. We'll stop here. Michael will take over tomorrow from the Mishnah. And winding down. Everyone have a good day.